Hey y'all,
Hey.
what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Happy Wednesday.
Yes. Woo.
Welcome to SW Podcast. And as y'all know, it's SW Podcast Wednesday. And we always happy to see y'all. What's happening, Queen?
Chilling, Queen. Another day. Thank God that it's Wednesday, though. You already know. Ready, ready, ready.
That's right. And we are out here. We're ready for this. Well, we were already ready for this week because we jumped into it. It's hump day. But for everybody who is off tomorrow,
welcome
to your evening of being off. And I hope that y'all have a wonderful day off tomorrow.
You got to go right back on Friday.
Not me.
Well, to the ones that do, make sure you enjoy tonight.
Make sure you do. Do something fun for yourself. Enjoy your evening.
All about that. Tomorrow was a holiday. And I done been to the bank and everything and seen it. And I'm like, November the 11th, like what? And then I'm like, oh, okay.
My mama told me, girl, I forgot all about it. My mama told me, she was like, y'all off tomorrow. And I was like, no, you're not. For what? What do we offer?
Got you a day home, boo.
Yep, and everybody home, though. It's like every time there's a holiday for us, it's a holiday for the kids, too.
Yeah.
Everybody home. So, I'm pretty sure they feel like every time it's a holiday for us, it's a holiday for them.
Holiday for you. Yeah. Well, do they still have a parade in town? Do they still
They
do
said the that they'll, they will be doing a parade tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
So, it's going to be...
That's going to be interesting.
It's going to be an interesting day. And we've started our cool season.
Yeah, I ain't ready for this. And I think it's going to be a real cold winter. I really believe it's going to be a cold one now. I'm telling you, it's going to be a cold one.
I think it's going to be pretty chilly.
So, but I get to wear my boots, though. So that's the plus.
There's always pluses and minuses in everything.
In everything. So that's the plus.
I'm okay with the fall. I've never been too okay with the winter. But the fall time, I'm okay with. I got to get the winter, I have to get warmed up to it. By the time I get used to the winter, it's back warm.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. Yeah, you got, look, March, and I'm a January baby, but March to October, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll take all that.
I don't really, but I can do the heat because I can go turn on the AC, but I don't like the heat.
I love the summer, though.
Oh, God.
I love the summer. But the spring is most definitely my favorite, though. Spring and fall.
Yeah.
Just to see the flowers blooming, the trees, every spring is just like, it's like it's a whole nother atmosphere. And my favorite song to listen to, and it ain't even a springtime song, it's actually a summer song, but Fresh Prince, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Summertime Child. Look, when that song played in March, I'm like, oh, baby, here we go. The hot weather is here. It's like the
That's
song
what it is, though. It's the hot weather that make you like that song. It's the hot weather. Once you bring it, it don't matter if it's spring or summer. It's just once that hot
it's
weather.
Just that weather is like, here it go. And the summer, spring and the summer always been fun for me. Ever since a child, it's just... That time of the year always been, like, I always had such a good time during that time of the year for some reason. But, yeah, give me that spring going into that summer.
It's an amazing time of the year, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like the fact that the cold, it brings in a new, it keeps it, for one, it's a calming time of the year. Like, when the summertime is here, it's a lot going on in the summer. When the winter is cold,
in the world. Huh? That's why it's coming because you don't want to do nothing. It's too cold outside.
That's why I can deal with the calmingness. We need that in our lives. Like if we had to have the summer spirit all year long, oh my goodness, what would we do with ourselves? Like seriously.
No, I wouldn't want it all year long. Now that look, I like the cold, like I say, because I'm able to wear my boots. I'm able to wear them nice cardigan sweaters and all of that type of stuff. You know, it's, you know, your fashion in the fall is good too. So you be wanting to wear that stuff. Your
fashion is what it's about.
You be wanting to wear, so you can wear your thigh boots and all of that stuff, you know, flat.
Even your dresses with your thigh boots, you know, everything is always about pants and stuff. You get to be really fashion forward in the fall and the winter. So that's what I do love about it, though. So
yeah,
I'm happy about that.
By the time it get hot, you don't be wanting to wear that. Especially the older you get.
Right.
So, hey, you know.
What's up, y'all? Today's show is going to be about honoring thy ancestors, and we're going to talk a little bit about ways that you can, like, before we jump completely into the show, let me just say honoring thy ancestors can be looked at as a negative thing. People think that everything is rooted when you start using words like ancestors and spirits and stuff like that. But culturally, our culture is built on spirits and things that are ingrained in us. So when you're taught certain things growing up, it becomes rooted in you. So the word rooted shouldn't be taken as like, oh, demonic or anything like that. So I do want to go ahead and put that out there before we start talking about different things that you can do to fulfill honoring to your ancestors, and some different things that you can do to make yourself happy with the fact that you come from such a rich heritage and such a strong culture and background. So we're going to jump into that really quickly. But our first thing is our quote of the day. And our quote of the day is, one generation plants the trees and another gets the shade. We honor generations that have come before and are mindful of those that are yet to come. So, an author unknown. Now, I want to say that again because I stumbled a little bit. But this was a very good quote, y'all. So let me say this again. This is a message from the ancestors. One generation plants the trees and another gets the shade. We honor generations that have come before and are mindful of those yet to come. And to me, that is a very, very strong message, and it holds a lot of power and a lot of weight, because what we come from, and when it comes to strength, wisdom, intelligence, notoriety, maturity, when it comes to things of that nature, we come from a very, very strong history and lineage of people who fought to make things a little bit more better for the next generation. We come from that. So for anybody to have any type of ill feelings or anything about your past and the things that your people had to ingrain in you to make sure we good, then you may want to go sit and have a self-care lesson on who you are. No, seriously.
That is definitely the truth.
People, like, slavery isn't just the history of Black people. So that's really like a history that was created for Black people, not because we wanted it. Our history is very rich. We come from money. We come from gold, jewelry, tombs of money. We come from many, 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 many riches. And we're very, very, very wealthy in spirit and in things. And that's what we come from. So when you see old movies and old things where you got those people in tombs and in these pyramids that are buried in these tombs, they got on gold necklaces and big medallions and big earrings and all that stuff, because we come from shiny big shit. So
that's why we flash it now. When you look back and you think about it, look how we not. That's why.
Yeah,
it's rooted in us. It's a part of us. Some a little bit more flashier than others, but hey,
but
do
it's
your
a part
thing.
of us. It
Do
is
your
a part
thing. And
of
that's, yeah, that's part of us.
It's definitely part of us. E,
That's
I see
amazing
that.
too.
E, yes, it is cool, but I'm inside the house and I have a cardigan that's just put down.
He didn't got on his toba.
Like somebody daddy. He's such a grandpa today. E, what's up? How you doing today?
You boy, boy, you know, typical man with a girl child. Oh, baby. Daddy. Oh. Oh, E. Oh, please don't do baby girl like that. Don't be messing with baby girl like that. Don't be messing with baby girl like that.
That's E, though. I appreciate you checking on me, though, E, making sure I'm straight. But it's right here. See?
Oh, to tell me, her sweater ain't too far from her. Trust and believe that. Keep one with us. Keep one with us. It's there. Wherever she goes, it's coming with her. Oh, it's in the car.
Right. It's right there. What's going on, though? E, happy Wednesday. Happy SME Podcast Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
So, look at E. He says Scorpio season. It is Scorpio season. It is.
It is.
So, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and jump into the show, y'all. But we definitely want to talk, have some good conversation on that. Now, Queen, what you think about the message? What do you think about the quote?
It's powerful. It's powerful. But look, you summed it up, Queen. You summed it up. You summed it up. But
well, it's definitely,
you know, we have to embrace. A lot of people don't embrace it enough. And correct. Then that's because they don't know.
And the thing is, though, just it was so many things, and it's so many different things in this world that we don't know. But it's so many different ways to know it. So at some point, we're going to have to stop utilizing the I don't know because I didn't know. Mm-hmm. When there are ways that you can find things.
It's very easy. Google
is so many ways. And I wouldn't even say Googled everything, but the library holds a wealth of knowledge. And it's things that are found in books that are just not found online. So it's worth seeking resources.
Start somewhere.
You gotta start somewhere.
And you know, start with your own family.
Correct.
Start with your own family from like asking your mom about different stuff, asking your if you still got grandparents or whoever the eldest in the family that can tell you stuff. And you'll be surprised some of the stuff you find out. Cause just me sitting talking to my grandma did some at the beginning of the year. And I didn't even know that she had aunts and uncles that was younger than her that was still alive. So I was like, I didn't even know that. So
my grandmother is the eldest sibling in her family. And a lot of, you know, so far she's lost a host of siblings and she's the oldest. So it's good to, for one, it's good to have her around because she's the matriarch. But also just when I get to be around her, you learn a wealth of information. And which is why I chose this show today, because when we think about it, for one, you know, the holiday season is big in America. We're from American culture, so a lot of us Black people in this country celebrate the holiday season. When we look at things like, I don't know how a lot of other people do, but I do know that most Black people take the time for the holiday season to be the time for them to have time, like family reunions. Yeah. This is our family meetup time. This is what we do to get, you know, to keep our traditions going, our bonds. Mm-hmm. And because for one thing, to honor your ancestors and to honor your people, you don't have to be an indigenous people. Your relationships with your ancestors call for care and renewal. It's a constant renewal of who you are, who you trying to instill in your children to be, telling them about heritage, teaching them about tradition. Honoring your ancestors is a very, very, very beneficial thing to your family in general, is to your family and to your community as a whole. I think when we take advantage of talking about our past, we limit a lot of irresponsible and irreconcilable things that happen in our families in the future. That's just my take on it. But what you think, Queen? What you think about the whole honoring that the ancestors spirit
into it? Because you wouldn't be who you are without them.
True.
And if we think back, and every generation has gotten better.
That's true.
So, you know, I wouldn't be nothing without Juanita and Jerome, Dora and Abe, and so on and so on. You know what I'm saying? My other grandparents, on my dad parents, day parents. And that's something, like, I have to ask my sister, because, like, my dad is gone now, so I can't ask him any questions. So the next person is my uncle, my uncles, and my one of my aunts. And my sister know a lot, because she ended up, she the oldest. So she know a lot and know a lot of people. So, you know, it's important. We got to know our family, to know, so we can know who we are, and so our kids can know who they is.
Who they are. Right.
And if we did, we probably won't be dealing with a lot of identity issues.
Well, and that's a benefit to how you got to honor your people, because mm-hmm. a lot of reasons why you deal with it is because you don't know the history of who you are and where you come from. And mm-hmm. it's a lot of us are more self-taught than what the family should be teaching us. If our family took the time more to have these conversations, it would limit a lot of stuff, like even incest. Let's just jump into some of the ways that you can utilize honoring your ancestors. Okay. And to me, love, respect, and honor for the deceased who have the power to influence the spirits of the living is why ancestry honoring is important. I think that when we give the deceased power and we let them know, we talk to them and we lean on them, because like just like you decide that you leaning on God and praying to God for direction and guidance for people, you can do that for the same for people who were here before you. I know people who say, you know what I'm saying? I need you right now. I know this is something you good at. I'm listening for some type of sign from you. I need some guidance from you just to give me a little bit of direction of where I'm trying to head today. So I know that we talk to people who we benefited certain things from. So ways to honor them would be to fulfill your soul's purpose as an ethical, moral, and loving person. So if that person was somewhat any way, in any shape, form, and fashion, loving, caring, and taught you moral and ethics, honoring them by doing some of those things and implementing those things would be a way to give them power and praise.
Honoring their legacy.
Exactly. Speaking their legacy, giving,
because we are part of them, so as a man said, once I have a child, my legacy will continue to live on because I got a child.
Right.
And especially if I have a son, it's definitely going to continue to live on if he has a son, and so on and so on and so on.
But what are they carrying in that legacy besides a name? So that's the benefits of learning from people and having people mm-hmm. around that you can take some of that knowledge and wisdom from. You can dedicate.
You don't need it.
You're definitely gonna need it. It's nothing like take teachings from any type of spiritual realm that you believe in, just like you use those things as guidance, your guidance comes from your people just as well. There's no reason why anybody shouldn't think that they can't be morally challenged by somebody who passed away.
And you know what? Even with that, you can look down your family history. I come not realizing until later on in life that I come from a family of nurses and midwives.
Now it makes more sense, though, as to why you into that.
Do what I do.
Right.
So all of that makes
sense. See, that's important. And that's important. Mm-hmm. Like you knowing that, giving yourself that information and understanding why you do what you do is just as important as beyond the fact that you're doing it. You don't have just a caring spirit just because.
That
it was ingrained in you.
Hairstylist, all of
it was ingrained in you. Dedicating positive actions in their names. And that's what you just did. You just realized, you know what I'm saying, in that conversation that you come from a family of nurses.
Yep.
So you as a remembrance of them, you not only have you taken on the tradition of continuing that, but you honor it. You honor them in your work because, you know, I know just talking to my dad and learning about things in my life and in my history, we come from a family of people who care about people and advocate for people and make sure that people get the things that they need in their life. And when my dad told me that, when he first started hearing that I was doing advocacy, he was like, girl, he said, people in our family have been doing that for years. I'm so proud of you and you don't even know that. Like, you didn't even know that they did all that.
But it's in the DNA.
So it's certain things are just ingrained.
Yeah.
And because of that, I give so much power and praise to them and to my people, and just be like, you know what, the direction and the things that you've given me, I appreciate it. You know, I give it back, and I give it back 100%. So in honoring them, I dedicate things to them. I dedicate, make sure they know just as how happy I am to be a part of that tribe.
Yeah. The learning experience. But a joyful learning experience, because you're learning about yourself and you're learning about your family.
Right. And you're able to give your kids that. Like if you have the children, you got somebody to pass it down to. That's so powerful.
Dad and keeping stuff. Like I have my senior book. That'll be something that my kids can pass down from generation to generation, that they would know this is what my great grandma did or my great aunt did. This was her in high school. Like, look at her, you know what I'm saying? If they could keep it all, because you know, wear and tear out the years. But I didn't keep it good. I didn't keep it good because I keep it in a box. And I barely go in it every now and then. But you know, even stuff like that. So it's just good to know the history.
Right. You gotta know your history.
I really wanna go. I actually wanna sit down and go back. And really go back, look, like they be going all in the archives at what the little towns where you from, and really, you know, get more information. Because it's a lot of stuff we don't know.
It's a lot.
At least try to get as much as possible.
Anytime you can meet somebody that knew your family, that has knowledge of who you from, where they from, you can have moments of clarity when you get a little bit more knowledge. When you get a little bit more information, that clears up just another thought you may have had or another question you may have had. Getting that clarity is like undeniable for some of us because it gives us more answers. It gives us more accountability for the things that we're doing in our lives. And I think a lot of times we question why we are who we are. We question why we do the things that we do. And some of it is just simply in knowing where you come from. Simply in having understanding that, like, you may come from a family of harvesters who cultivated wine, and you want to figure out why all you want to do is ferment stuff. You know, it's reasons. Having knowledge of self is extremely important. And another thing, another way to pay homage would be to create a place or have a place where you can go and give them Thanks. You can have that where you could just have it. Like I got a few pictures and some rocks and stuff where I keep as a like a little shrine of things that I like about my family that keeps me happy. And at times I either go rub it. So like if I feel like I need some good hit vibes, good energy, I rub on the rocks. And I'm also big on putting my rocks in my moon water when we got a full moon. I make some moon water, my things out there that I want to get that energy in and take that back and have that as things to rub later. And again, history and knowing spirituality within family is reasons for why I can do those things and be happy and feel fulfilled because I know, you know, there's some back stories to these particular elements of why I do things.
So. Yes.
It's important, y'all. I'm telling you, family history is very, very important.
It is. And a lot of us don't really know it. We really don't know it. But hey, it's time and opportunity. You know, so especially for your kids, for them to know.
Yes.
Every generation, because it's like you lose something every time a generation passes.
Mm-hmm.
And if nobody ain't talked to that person or those people, you can lose a whole family history. And nobody
knows. When they wipe them towns out back in the days and they just come in and kill off a town.
The name of the town. It's a whole subdivision, but the name of the town's a little sign that they didn't dedicate it to them, just sit right there.
And that's a whole lot of wealth of knowledge in history gone, and that a lot of people don't have any knowledge about, except if you knew of that town back in the day. Mm-hmm. And if they talked about it in their family, and they talked about it in their family, and they talked about it in their family. So it passed on through stories. But for the most part, you don't get the history if you don't have anybody there to tell the story, to pass it on.
They used to write a lot of stuff in the Bible. I know my grandma had this Bible, and it had like people's birthdays, anniversaries, type of stuff that they used to like pass down. But yes. I've seen people they used to write a lot of stuff in the Bible, all type of stuff, anniversaries, marriages, people, children, who kids was what, and had it categorized like this Lisa and her family. And her kids, her grandkids, but a lot of people don't see that
as a kid. I remember seeing those as kids, just myself, just being able to lay eyes on memoirs and be able to know that this is such and such. Because let me tell you something, I got a host of people from Gaston County, and I don't even know who half of them is now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's not a good thing. You need to know who your family is. I know who the older people are.
Yeah, but you don't
my age younger. And younger.
Yeah,
I need to know these faces. I need to remember these people because, I know that a lot of my family got wealthy because of the tomato farm in them and all the different things that you know. And Quincy is a wealthy.
Quincy is a rich city, black and white.
Yeah,
and a lot of people. I tell people that all the time, like Quincy.
Got a lot of heritage and history.
White people from Quincy, and Quincy is a rich. It's a rich little city. Town, but you might as well say it's its own. It's rich, and it's a lot of history over there in Quincy. It's a lot of history. It's important, and we. I remember when you was able to go in people's houses and see the photo albums and people able to tell you, oh, that's such and such. But, you know, we don't do photo albums no more. We got our phones. We taking pictures on these phones all the time. Like, the phones crash. You might not go unless it's in the cloud or it's in the Google thing. But I said this year I was going to make me a photo album. I did this year, I'm going to make me a photo album. I don't print though. Sometimes I do, but it's been a long time since I printed out some pictures.
I take it right on the CVS and print it out because I love to visually hold things and look at them. And E, yeah, I could see what I'm saying. I definitely got family and guests account that I don't know.
And y'all could be some kin and
don't even know it. You know, people, it's fam. We got family. You got fam. When you're from a town like Tallahassee, anyway, you're gonna have surrounding family in these other counties surrounding or whatever because we moved around. You know, these people moved around when they was making babies, honey, because grandpas had families in about 5 houses. Don't play.
Papa was the Rolling Stone.
So I mean, it's important to know your history. It's not just important for the purposes that you're not running over your family. You ain't fighting them in the street. It's not just important for those purposes to keep adverse things from happening, but it's also important because y'all could be creating generational wealth. You know what I'm saying? There are things that you could be doing within your family that makes y'all whole and wealthy and constantly having history and creating history.
And creating history. And like I say, building the wealth right along with it.
Correct.
It don't have to be, and it don't have to be money. It could be just wealth and love, wealth and kindness. It don't have to always be that type of wealth.
Money is beneficial, but you got to get to know people too. You got to have history of who you're dealing with. You got to want to know where you just want to know how y'all got to be.
Yeah.
You want to know how the family became this, how the family got this, because it's things you don't know about your family. It ain't just things you just don't know these people. It's reasons you need to know these people. It's reasons you should know your family.
Because my kids then told me some stuff that I didn't know about they dad's side of the family that I was like, what? I never knew that, and I knew them longer than y'all. Like, what? But it's very important. You got to know. It is very important to know. And listening to the stories is fun because, how my grandmother got how they got the Polk County. My grandma is really from North Florida. She right from over there, Jackson County, but raised her family in Polk County, which is what 7-8 hours away, something like that. From where she was born and raised.
That's Mariana, ain't it? Jackson County.
Yeah, that's Mariana. So it's like Grand Ridge is where she's from. And think about how small Grand Ridge is.
Yeah. When I went over, I went to actually Grand Ridge to do a presentation in their community when I was working for Elder Affairs. Very tight, small area.
Small. Everybody probably some kid. So from there, how her and my granddaddy met, all of that. And it was crazy because me and my cousin was just talking about this last month, me and my granddad's sister, granddaughter, and how our grandparents met because my grandma was friends with her grandma, which is my great auntie. So it's like stuff like that. Define out. It is important. Just the little stuff like that. So it's very important.
And I'm definitely big on, like I said earlier, just knowing that people in your family had created opportunities in their communities. They were, you got to learn, you get to learn why people love them so much. You got to learn why they were a staple. How were they in high school? Did they do some of the things you used to do? It's so many wonderful
type of stuff.
Realms of and wealth that comes into learning your family. So I enjoy it. Like every time I hear anything, like because my dad was adopted as a kid, learning about his real parents and all of that, that is very enlightening to me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get so anytime I just have a question, I just pick up on daddy and I just call him and what happened with this? And tell me about this. And you know, I want to know about this because it gives me a little bit, I know my mom's side a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So it gives me a little bit more understanding as to why I am who I am, why I act the way I act, why I do the things that I do, why I'm so grateful, why I believe that there are reasons that we're supposed to have obstacles without explanation, why I'm open to understanding people versus judgment, why I believe that there are that morality is way more important than ethical behaviors. Like, you know, it's so many different reasons for why I'm the way I am. And I want to know, is it just because I feel
self-taught.
I literally felt self-taught, but I have more reasons as to why this I'm the way I am. It's not just a self-infliction. This is some of this stuff was given to me in birth.
Yeah. It was planted in you from the beginning. And that's just what it is.
And that
it was planted in you from the beginning. And as we were saying, before you even know that it was, look, as I posted one, we was already great when we entered into the womb. We was already great. Now, it's up to you to live out the greatness that lives inside of you. And then, so once you can find out what your family history is, oh, you can really live out the greatness inside of you because now you know you have a foundation.
Correct.
You have
that's
that foundation.
What family history does.
Yeah, you got that foundation. So you know, okay, I know with my grandmother and her kids and grandkids and my grandma able to see her kids, her grandkids having kids and her great grandkids having like this four generations that you able to witness. So it's like, and what the legacy that she didn't left down there in Fort Meade, like doing what she did. That's why I do what I do. Her having her own home, taking care of people in her own home. And stuff like that, and then she starting this like fundraiser that she called it's called the Martin Luther King Foundation through her church for kids to have money, a kid in the community to have money to go to college.
That's wonderful.
Stuff like that, like we know that, and the generation that like my kids like. Look, this is what y'all great grandma did.
Right.
This is what she's still doing at 88 years old. At 88 years old. You know, she ain't working, but like this is something that she found. So like the legacy, just knowing that, like you got to do something.
You got to. And it make you feel like with so many people being so courageous in the family, doing things, stepping outside the box to create a realm or a lane of their own. If you don't do something, it's like, damn, are you wasting talent? You're just wasting a whole body? Mm-hmm. He says he agrees genes help determine who you may be or not.
Yeah.
That is very, very true. It helps determine who you may be or who you may not be. And just think, like, if you, say for instance, you decide that you wanted to be an astronaut, you wanted to do something different than what your family did. Mm-hmm. Even though a lot of people think they're doing something different, but they're really not.
They're really not. So somebody has done something.
And not even just that, somebody in your family has worked in that type of something. They have either been in the aeronautical fields, they have they've studied space, out of space living, they've studied the other planets, planetarium, you know, any oceanography. They've done something that has led that particular gene or not that particular gene to come back to you. And you think, and you know, but it's awesome that you want to be an astronaut. It's beautiful because you're creating a different outlet in your family. Yes, however, definitely. It's not something that doesn't mean that it hasn't been that lane hasn't been traveled before by somebody from your past. Mm-hmm. We, you know, direction comes in many, many forms, and we have dreams about things that we want to be. We have dreams about people who have paved the way for us without even knowing who they are. So this is that's why it's so important for us to learn our lineage and our heritage, because it gives us a wider, broader understanding of who we are or who we may not be.
Yes, indeed, Queen. Yes, indeed. That's it, though. That's it.
This subject just touched me. I mean, I believe so deep in where we come from and who we are and that things are planted. So yeah. We weren't gonna hold y'all too long today. We just wanted to give y'all a nice little spiel on understanding who you are. But before we do go, I want to say this. If we start instilling and ingraining in our children today a little bit more heritage, it'll be easier for them to understand why to look at another person and have love for them versus hate for them, especially when they look like them. We got way too much hatred for people who look like us because we have no knowledge of who we are. So start teaching them some knowledge, give them some understanding of where they come from and who they are so that they can look at the next person and have some understanding of where they come from and who they are. We totally, totally appreciate y'all today. Thank y'all for tuning in and giving us a little bit of y'all time. If there's no us without y'all, and there's no y'all without us. So we truly appreciate it. We like y'all. We love y'all. Queen, you got anything you want to tell the people before
Man,
we jump
Queen,
out?
Look, you didn't close this thing out for us today, so I don't even got nothing to say today. And this right, look, the same thing that I always say, man, y'all stay positive, affirmations, and do something good for somebody. And do something good for yourself. But hey, man. Queen, she done said it all today. I ain't got to even close us out today. She didn't close us out today. So appreciate it, Queen. Like, good show. Like,
just a wealth of knowledge, y'all. Y'all take it, eat it up, swallow it, chew it up, and do something with it. Y'all take it.
But digest it.
Y'all
digest it.
But please digest it. Don't just swallow it and not digest it. Actually digest. Take it and consume it. And utilize it. Use it a little bit.
Most definitely.
But y'all definitely enjoy the rest of this week. Enjoy your weekend. Tomorrow, everybody again who off, enjoy your off day. Enjoy your night that leads into your off day, because tomorrow you got to get ready to go back Friday.
Go back to
so
work.
We don't want to hear no excuses.